Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Verals. Batting 7th. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verals. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson takes first base on ball four. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Donaldson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webster. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Webster steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to third. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kraus. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Kraus steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Danny Cater. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Lewis steals third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Green now playing third base. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison pinch hits for Dean Chance. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Allison reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Tony Pierce now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger is walked intentionally. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.